Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been battling this damn cold all week. Drives me nuts. It feels like it's getting worse now. Like in the beginning of the week, I was weak. Now I can't talk. I'm losing my voice. Anyway, we'll plow through. 888-808-1019, the number to call. And, you know, you did watch the World Series a little bit last night, BT, as the Blue Jays even things up. What I noticed right out of the get-go, I don't know if you guys saw this. Did you watch the top of the show, the open to the show last night?
No.
The World Series?
No. Is Hoff? This with Jeter and Betts?
No.
Okay.
Hoff, did you see?
No.
Both you guys missed this, huh? Our girl was on there.
Who's our girl?
Sydney Sweeney.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. Meanwhile, she was at the game, so I have a little bone to pick with Sydney Sweeney now all of a sudden. She comes on our show. It's great. Ha-ha. Everybody's jealous, and they talk about it, and we laugh, and people are texting Hoff trying to get the contact. It's been absurd. But Sydney Sweeney, we asked her flat out who she's rooting for in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't give an answer, and she showed up yesterday in a Dodger jersey.
But I did not see
but
that.
But she was part of the package for the World Series.
Well, I mean, maybe she didn't know who was in the World Series until her PR firm was like, hey, listen, we're going to do this. Dodgers are the national brand, and it's going to be good for business. Wear a Dodgers jersey. Was it Ohtani?
It might have been. Now that I think about it, 17. And by the way, on Ohtani, like, it's so incredible what Ohtani does. Oh, on the broadcast last night, they're saying, you know, it's like working two jobs.
Is it?
That's like working two jobs? Pitching and hitting in the same game? Once every 5 days, every few years? That's like working two jobs? Come on, guys. Smoltz.
Smoltz was saying that? Smoltz, I didn't catch that.
Like, guys, come back to me here. Like, I get it that you're trying to put it in perspective from a baseball player.
Yeah.
By the way, he went 6 innings and gave up 4 runs.
Now, Vladdy tattooed him.
And went 0-for-3. So, when you sit there and say that he had the greatest performance ever in game 4 of the championship series, well, what was last night? 6 innings, 4 runs, 0-for-3. I could find a lot of players a lot cheaper than Ohtani to put up that type of production.
But it is two jobs because I'm not looking at it as, well, he's pitching and hitting in the same game, which is literally what's happening. The preparation to be able to pitch is a second job. I guess that's what Smoltz's talking about. And I agree. Like, to get ready to pitch, the side session, the running, the preparation, it's a real thing.
Well, what about fielding?
What about it?
That's not a separate job either? Taking fly balls, throwing the ball?
No, but you could do that during BP. You know, I mean, okay. It is, I guess. But, like, pitching is totally different. The investment of your time to get ready to pitch is crazy.
Okay, so, and he doesn't do it all the time. He does it once every 5 days.
No, you're missing what I'm saying, yeah. Though. I know he's pitching once every 5 days. What I'm saying is to get ready to pitch every 5 days is a second job.
Yeah, I mean, you call it a job. It's a baseball
player. Well, I mean, whatever. But I'm just reacting to what Smoltz said.
It's not a second job. Like, there are people in the real world who work two different jobs.
Well, obviously. Like, okay. Well, that goes without saying.
So it's not making it like, it's two jobs. Like, you're playing baseball. It's really not that big of a deal. Like, you're pitching one. He doesn't even pitch every. When was the last time he started 30 games in a season? Like, he doesn't even do that. Come on, guys play every day in the field. They take grounders. They work hard at it. Then they go in the cage or whatever. Like, The guy never, he plays a fraction of the time in the field with a glove on his hand than everyday players do.
Yeah.
And I'm supposed to say that that's a big deal. And then watch him in the World Series give up 4 runs in 6 innings and think that that's Babe Ruth.
That's a quality start, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, I could find a lot of guys that could do that.
He's insane. I mean, we could try to bottle this down to whatever we want. What he's doing is absolutely insane. It's ridiculous. You don't doubt that. It's insane what he's doing.
What was insane about six innings, four runs last night?
The fact that he can step on a mound and not give up 30 runs as a hitter is insane. To be able to juggle both jobs is crazy, dude.
Totally disagree.
How?
Dude, he went six innings and four runs. That's not good. So just because somebody can pitch, that's like the thing. I guarantee you, we've talked about this. We think it's going to be a thing in the future. I guarantee you there will be players now who could be trained to pitch a little bit and hit.
I do agree with that because colleges are more receptive to it, whereas back in the day it just didn't happen.
So why is it impressive if you're not doing it at the highest levels?
What did he do last time out? How many strikeouts did he have?
Okay, but so I'm talking about last night.
I mean, you're making it seem like he gave up 13 runs in two and a third innings.
He gave up four and six. It might as well be 13.
Gave his team a chance to win.
Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yes.
Six innings, four runs?
Yes.
Well, guess what? They lost, so he took the L.
I understand. No, I'm not saying he pitched great. Come on, though.
Well, he didn't. Six innings, four runs, or six innings,
you don't
four
think,
runs.
Wait, wait, wait. You don't think what he's doing is special?
I don't think anything about what he did last night is
special. I'm not talking about last night. The whole package. Yeah. The previous start, the home runs,
I don't
getting
think
out there pitching.
I don't think it's as special as people make it seem, nor do I think it's as special as somebody who plays defense every day at an elite level every single year.
Yeah, well, the defense is a different part. All
no,
right.
That is the part.
But it's a component of the conversation. But I even think that that's overstated. How many fly balls are you going to get in right field? How many?
Okay, well,
two?
I don't know. You could end them off.
I mean, you make it seem like he's going to get five balls down the line where he's got to hit cutoff men, scored at home, or he's playing shortstop and he's got to make nine plays in the middle of the diamond.
Right.
You could play right field and do nothing. Literally, do nothing.
You're out there
playing defense.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job. You could be a... So let me ask you this. If he was a subpar defender,
right,
versus being not even a great pitcher, which on occasion he is... You think being an average or a subpar defender is impressive? Just because he's out there, if you're not adding anything, big damn deal.
I think what Cal Raleigh did this year is just as impressive. I think what Francisco Lindor did a year ago, just as impressive. I think Aaron Judge doing what he's done at an elite level, more impressive. Like, yeah, I don't. I think that the big deal of this is just because it's an anomaly more than anything else. I don't think the actual... what he's doing, I don't think that that's as impressive as everybody's making it seem.
I couldn't see it any differently. It's ridiculous, dude, to go on the mound and do what he's doing.
But BT, you're missing
it. I know, he gave up four runs last night, so it wasn't... Go ahead.
No, in 8 years, how many times has he actually gone on
that? Like I said, how many surgeries has he had?
Whose fault is that?
What's his fault?
Add it up. In 8 years, how many times has he actually gone on the mound?
Yeah, but hold on, Sal.
Do the math.
I know he's had a lot of... I get it. He's missed a lot of time. But that's also a separate conversation. Because that conversation, to me, should occur at the end of his career when we judge him as a pitcher in totality. All right, you played 15 years in the bigs and you did whatever you did, right? How many starts, how many Cy Youngs, how many ERA, whatever. What was everything you did as a pitcher? But in terms of when he is healthy, and he is now, and he is hitting, and they are terrified to throw him a strike, and most of the season, certainly last time out, not last night, I'll grant you that, but last time out, he was utterly dominant and beyond filthy.
Right.
It's crazy.
All right, but if they want to focus on one game, you could do that. I'm going to focus on the whole thing. Like, I'm not saying he's not a great player. He's certainly a great offensive player, and I think he's been a decent pitcher when he's actually pitched. Like, I don't think he's never been the top pitcher in the sport. Never.
Yeah, I think...
He's never been a workhorse, a bulldog.
No, I agree with that. I do think it's... I think early on... Now, he had one really good year with the Angels, but... And maybe even two. I'd have to double-check with the numbers there. But I do think because he does something that nobody else does... You know, even when he has an average night, there's maybe a slight elevation or an unnecessary. I'm talking about, I guess I'm looking at just how to prepare, dude. Like, we see a guy on the mound, and we don't see everything that it entails to get ready to throw with the explosion and the torque and the consistency and the velocity and the unpredictability. Like, that's not, well, let me just take swings in the cage. Skip, I'm pitching tonight. All right, let's go. Like, and I didn't hear Smoltz say that. I think that's what he was saying.
I'm sure he was.
Listen, if I'm digging ditches, well, I mean, come on. We all understand that relative to baseball, it's a second job.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not that impressed with it.
All right.
Like, if you were doing it at a high level, yes. If you did it often, yes. When he does it once, it's like, oh, my God. oh, he's better than Babe Ruth. I'm not trying to knock Ohtani. I know people are going to hear that and say, well, you are. You're not appreciating him. No, I think he's a great offensive player. That's what he's been the majority of his existence in the big leagues, a great offensive player. I also think it's easy for him where he could rest for the other days out of the week on the rare occasion that he's got to pitch okay that one night. That's great. He gave you six innings in the field. Mm-hmm. He goes back to being a DH now the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So, and the majority of time, again, he's played eight seasons prior to the postseason. He's had 100 games that he started. He's started 100 games as a pitcher in 8 years, eight seasons. Like, that's nothing.
You know, the Babe Ruth thing, I'm taking a few swerves here, but you throw out Babe's name, right? So what do you think was harder? I mean, what he's doing now or what Babe Ruth is doing? Whatever he did that nobody saw, except maybe Mink, because you asked him if he saw it yesterday. Right. And I mean, I'll answer the question. Unequivocally, it's Ohtani. And I don't exactly know how many starts. I can look it up. He could have 500 more starts than Ohtani, talking about Babe Ruth. You are talking, and I mean, most people get this, but you got to say this to defend Ohtani. Everybody that Ohtani faces can hit a baseball 420 feet. When Babe Ruth went on the mound, number one, there were no minorities. Number one, the talent pool was diluted 60%. No Japanese players, right. No Hispanic players, no African-American players. You had all white players, right? Number one. Number two, you had the bats. I know that they were constructed of wood, but they weren't like today's bats. And the guys that were playing, right, dude, they were 5'7", 140 pounds, and they couldn't hit a baseball 300 okay. feet.
And which one of them was comparable to Babe Ruth?
As a hitter or as a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Pitcher.
Hitter.
Very few.
Okay.
I'm talking about both jobs, though.
Okay.
I mean, Jimmy Fott, there were some guys early on who were amazing hitters.
Babe Ruth was so far, and I'm not trying to defend Babe Ruth, like, I really don't even care. I think it's a silly argument, but the idea that we just minimize what Babe Ruth did, who was that much better, a million times better than the rest of his peers.
Yeah.
And then say, well, he didn't play against any. Yeah, but he was that much better than the rest of his peers, where that's not the case with Ohtani. Where for a lot of the seasons, Ohtani was not even the top. Like, when he was with the Angels the majority of the time, he was not talked about the way that he is with the Dodgers.
No, but I also don't know anybody who stole 50 bases and hit 50 bombs in 1 year. I mean, he's 1-1, right? I mean, so, listen, and I'm not here to denigrate Babe Ruth.
Well, how many times has he done that?
What's that?
How many times has he done that?
He did it last year. Okay. I'll probably never do it again. But this is not to downgrade Babe Ruth. It's really not. Because, not Babe Ruth's fault that the color barrier hadn't been broken, or the world was the way it was, or the pitchers couldn't throw 95, or they had no lefty relief specialist coming out throwing sidearm from first base that's going to freak you out, or advanced analytics to prepare for certain things. I get that. It's a totally different world. Understood. And he was better than everybody else. Right. And, like, what Babe Ruth had access to, so did all the other players. So it's really just, I'm incredibly impressed. Last night, he was okay last night. He wasn't great. He wasn't terrible. But to minimize what Ohtani does as a baseball player in 2025, when the world has been open and invited to play baseball, is insane to me. The guy is one of one.
What do you mean?
Not one of two with Babe Ruth. To me, he's one of one. Meaning, inviting the world, meaning every... You could be in Australia. Yeah. You could be in Japan. You could be in Taiwan. You could be anywhere, and you've got a chance to be a Major League Baseball player. And the athleticism is off the charts, and he is still unreal.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is I think it's more impressive to play the field every day, and six innings, four runs is not impressive to me anyway. You slice it. Everybody's going to take it 0-for-3, and I get pitching is not easy. Otani showed that last night. Andrew's calling from Shirley, New York. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Sal, you've had a long career, and this has to be your worst take in your entire career. I don't understand how you say it's not, and I'll let you defend it, or you kind of already led with it. What Otani is doing is absolutely insane, and let me talk to both stars. So we're going to go the 6-inning 10 strikeouts and the 6-inning 4 runs. First things first, 6-inning 4 runs, I would have begged for that for the Mets pitchers this year, every single start, because they were terrible, and 6-inning 4 runs would have been a blessing, because they couldn't get past 4 1/3. And those are guys who only focus on pitching. Secondly, this guy, the other night, this guy got 10 outs by his lone self while hitting 3 home runs. And he plays an 18-inning game that he was a full participant in and very, very much a part of it, getting on base 9 times and then pitching the next day. None of his constituents had that same thing, even if they were next day's pitcher. What he's doing is insane. It's unparalleled. It's unprecedented for the last 100,000 years. And he's by and far the best player in the league. It's a crazy take to even try to minimize it. If you don't like the wording of he works 2 jobs, okay, yeah, that's weird wording, I guess. But the bottom line is what he is doing is insane, and no other player right now in the world could do it on that level.
Right, but it has been done before. And I'm not trying to minimize it. I'm just saying I don't think it's as impressive as you think.
It's insanely impressive. And
You think 6 innings, 4 runs is impressive?
I told you what I felt about 6-inning 4 runs. I would have begged for that from every single
Forget Mets the starter. Mets, because with the Mets, it was pathetic. I'm asking you, Andrew, do you think 6 yeah. innings, 4 runs is impressive?
Absolutely not. I don't think it's overly
okay.
impressive.
We agree. There's been more starts like that than not. We agree that you can find other performers to pitch the way that he did last night, correct?
But they can't hit.
Okay, right. So you're saying that they can't hit. He also went 0-for-3 last night, and thank you for the call. I'm not trying to minimize Shohei Ohtani. All I'm saying is I think the overinflation, he pitches two. Just because he pitches two, to me, is not enough. If he were an elite pitcher, that'd be a different story. He's not an elite pitcher. He's been, at times, a good pitcher, at times, an okay pitcher. At times, he hasn't pitched at all. I don't think he's pitched enough. That's all that I'm saying. I think the pitching part of it, just because he takes the mound on occasion, mm-hmm. that makes what he does as a whole, whoa, nobody has ever done it before. Whoa, that's all that I'm saying.
Okay, I could even make the case that, you know, I'm a little reluctant to throw Tyson into this because that might be a step too far, although maybe not. Like when Tyson was obliterating the field, coming up, knocking everybody out in a minute for the first 2-3 years of his career, I could throw Tiger Woods out there destroying the field and hitting the golf ball 25 yards past everybody and basically bringing courses to their knees and rendering them, you know, like basically unfair. I can make the case that what Ohtani's doing is more impressive than what Tiger did or Tyson. And, you know, a stopping short of like Muhammad Ali, where there were societal and worldly implications. I'm talking about from a sporting perspective. Even Jordan with 6 NBA finals and never losing and 6 MVPs, the juggle, I don't know that there's ever been, excuse me, a more arduous juggle. I just don't. Like, because think about this. Tiger Woods, as great as he was, better than Jack, slightly, whatever, you can have that debate somewhere else. But Tiger Woods could go and work on his golf game, and it was all encompassing. Start with a couple of the wedges, let me get the 5-iron, let me bang the 3-wood, let me start striping with the driver. Boom. Tyson could train for a fight. And he's doing all the things, the footwork, the jabs, the hooks, bang. It's the same preparation for the same job every single time. What this guy does to get ready for his job is one of one.
The difference is those guys were by far the best at what they did. By far the best at what they did. You think Ohtani's the best offensive player in the game?
No, I think it's Judge.
Me too. So we agree with that. Mm-hmm. You think Ohtani's the best pitcher in the game?
No.
Me neither.
But I'm not saying that he is.
No, but
I'm saying the ability to get there to be amazing at both is unparalleled.
So we agree that the bulk of the compliments toward him is that he does both. My other counter to that is he does both on occasion. He has not done it enough. Look at Shohei Ohtani pitched 47 innings this year. 47 innings. He pitched zero the year before that. His career high, 166 innings. That was his best year, 2.33 ERA his in 2022 with the Angels. That was a very good year, 15-9, 2.33 ERA, yep. 166 innings. That's a terrific season. He's done that once. Other than that, it's been 130 innings, 132 innings, zero innings, 47 innings.
Yeah. So I guess I don't disagree with that. It's been a little hijacked, like maybe his pitching prowess or pitching accomplishments.
Right.
The prowess, like when he's on, I don't think that you can mislead anybody with how good he is.
He did have the singular greatest, but like his start in the NLCS was great. And to do that on top of hitting the multiple home runs, three home runs, obviously.
Here's what I think happens once in a while. I do think that, and I didn't hear the Smoltz stuff, but I do think because he does both, right? I think because, you know, he's been an amazing power hitter. And he stole 50 last year, and he also pitches. I do think that sometimes, maybe, there's an elevation of one of the two areas because he does both.
Correct.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. If that's what you're saying.
Like, obviously, I think he's a great hitter. Obviously. Yeah. He is. Like, regardless of what you or I say, look at the facts behind it.
Yeah, that's but if he wasn't a pitcher, would people say he's the best player in baseball? The answer would be no.
Correct.
I still think it's Judge, but not everybody agrees.
Correct. So now, because he pitches, people take it to another stratosphere. He's greater than Babe Ruth, which to me, like, how do you, it's apples to oranges. Like, I don't know how you compare.
No, I'm just throwing a historical context there. I find that stuff interesting.
You're not alone.
Yeah.
That's a conversation.
He's the only guy that you can talk about.
Correct, because he did it, but it's, you know, it's a different world.
I get it. That's why I pointed it out.
So then my only counter is that, okay, yes, he pitches, but just not nearly enough. So are we supposed to say, well, he pitched one great year, and that's good enough to say he's the greatest player that ever walked the face of the earth because he pitched one good year and an occasional great game to go along with the high-level elite offense?
Okay, so I would put it this way, and I know we got a break. We'll get the calls as well. Nick Stuff on the table, BT and Sal, 888-808-1019. I would say this. Ah, God, I hate to say this because he's my boy and he's amazing. But like, if I owned an expansion team, all right, hey,
forget about the benefits of the marketing and all that stuff.
Forget about that. Yeah true. You know, the deferred payment. Right. I can make more money. Forget about that. If I have if every player in baseball is available, and I have access to every one of them because he does both at an incredibly high level, I would take Ohtani first. Even though I think Judge is definitely a better night to night player.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.